Okay, we're on Samech Chayomid Aleph. Tanya, Hamudr Hanomi Chaviro, Ein Matirin Lo Ela Befonav. Somebody makes a neder, Ruvain Asher Shimon. So when you're Matir Neder, you have to do it in front of Shimon, in order that, what's it called, that Shimon should know that the neder is Mutter. He shouldn't think that the person is getting Hanov from him and he's doing something Asher. There's a machlokas rishonim whether b'di'evid it helps or not. Some hold the chatzkilu, you have to matter in front of the mudr, but b'di'evid it helps. And other rishonim hold that even b'di'evid it doesn't help. Rashi ain matirin lo the noder el b'fun of shul mader. Okay. Minani mile. Omer of Nachman d'si v'yomer Hashem al Moshe b'midyon leich shuv mitzrayim. We had this pasuk before to tell me that by nolad. So Moshe Rabbeinu made a neder to Yisrael that he wouldn't leave Midian, and the Rabbanu Shem told him, go back to Midian, and I'm being matir the neder. Ki meisu kol anoshim asher omer lo b'Midian adarta, right, leich v'hater nedrucho b'Midian. You made the neder in Midian, you have to go back and be matir neder in front of Yisrael. Tichsi v'yol Moshe ein li ela shvua, ein ola ela shvua. Vayoel Moshe means that he took a neder, because the word Allah is a shvua. Dichsi vayovo ito ba'Allah. Okay, the Rashi. B'midyan leich, mahu b'midyan leich, elohachi komer leich. B'midyan odarta l'fnei Yisrael. Leich v'hater b'fnei Yisrael. Shein matirin lo lo'odem ela b'fonav. V'yisrael hegira l'moshe shalod l'oshem Mitzrayim, ne she'osan anoshem v'akshem l'horgo. Yisroel took all his mother Moshe Rabbeinu that he couldn't go back to Mitzrayim because he was afraid for his life. Rabbi Talmud Chacham Mefer Liatzmo. So this is the Bachri changes it. The Ein Talmud Chacham Mefer Liatzmo. Right? V'omer Rabbi Gamliel Talmud Chacham Eino Matir Liatzmo. So you had to go back. The Rabbanus was Matir the Nether for him. Okay. The Gamba Melech Nebuchadnezzar Morad Asher Hishbio Belohim. Right, says that, what's it called, that Tzidkiyahu was moreed with Nebuchadnezzar concerning a shvua that he made to him. My Marduse, what did he do? Ashkechei Tzidkiyahu Nebuchadnezzar, dahavi ko'ochel ar nevochaya. Tzidkiyahu once chanced upon Nebuchadnezzar and was eating either a raw rabbit or a live rabbit. So Nebuchadnezzar told Tzidkiyahu, swear to me that you won't reveal this to anybody, because it's pretty gruesome to eat either a raw rabbit or a live rabbit. Velo tepek milsa, the word shouldn't get out that I eat live rabbits. Ishtava, so Tzidkiyahu swore. Lesof havei kamitztayer Tzidkiyahu begufei. And later on, Tzidkiyahu regretted making the Shvuah because he wanted people to rebel against Nebuchadnezzar. And he wanted the word to get out that this guy is really off the wall and therefore people should rebel. He's a really cruel person. So Itchula Shvuah. So he went to the Sanhedrin and he was no Matar Neder. Matar the Shvuah. V'omar Shoman Nebuchadnezzar, right? Itchula Shvuah. V'omar. Shema Nebuchadnezzar, the Komavazinle. And he went and he told over the story. And the word got around. And Nebuchadnezzar heard that they're being Mavazin. They're telling him the rabbit eater or whatever. Sholach Vaisi Sanhedrin. So he went and called the Sanhedrin. V'tzidkiyahu. Omer Lahon, Chazisun, Maiko, Ovet, Tzidkiyahu. Right? You see what Tzidkiyahu did? He swore to me that he would never reveal this. And he went and told some people. Lav hochi ishtova bishma dishmaya tolo maglina. He swore in the name of the Rabbanu Shem that he wouldn't be megalodis. Omer lei ichli ashvuosa. So Tzidkiyahu said, I was matir the shvuah. I was shoel on the shvuah. Omer lei mitashna ashvuosa. He said to the Sanhedrin, is that true? You can be shoel on a shvuah? Amri lei in, yeah. Omer lehu b'nefanev afilu shelo b'fanev. So Nebuchadnezzar said, when you can be shoel on a shvuah, dafka in front of the person who you made the shvuah to, or even shalom b'fonav. Amrilei b'fonav. Now the halach is, you have to do it b'fonav. Amrilehum v'aton mai avidetu. So why'd you matter the shvuah not b'fonai? My time alo, I'm recently tzidkiyahu. Why didn't you tell Tzidkiyahu that you can't be Matur Ishvu unless I'm there? Miyad Yeshvu La'oritz Yidmu Ziknei Besiyon. He put the Sanhedrin on the floor. Amar Rabbi Yitzchok Sheshamtu Karmi Tachteihim. And there's other girsas in other midrashim that originally he had put them into boxes of gold, into, you know, like what's it called, rooms of gold. And he took them out and he tied their hair to horses and dragged them through the streets. So he punished the Sanhedrin for being Mater Tzidkiyahu's Neder Shalom B'fanav. Rashi. Arnova Chaya She'enam Avushelis. One shot is it was raw. The Isti Amri Chaya Mamish, Mamish alive. She'achalosok Shechaya. Having it starts at Kyobagufe, Shayarotzla Galos Hadover, Shumavazin also Benei Ha'olam. He didn't want that the word should get out. People will be, will speak badly about him, insult him. Itchelashvua, say Nishelashvuaso. My Avidatu, the Sharisun lay, my time below, I'm recently, Litzikyo, the Lomatsisu, the Mishri, Elabafonov. Why don't you tell him that you can't be Mata the Shvua except if I'm there? Okay.
Just make a mistake? Or
who? The Sanhedrin? It could be that because of Amos HaMalchus, they saw that Tzidkiyahu wanted. Also, could be they held that since, according to those we showed them, that says it helps B'di'evid, so they felt this was a B'di'evid situation, right? Because the Melech wanted whatever for the state reasons to get people to rebel against the Nebuchadnezzar. According to those who hold that it doesn't help, that's a bigger kasha. When they did
Yisrael with Moshe was Matan Nether was a Rebbeinu Shlomo, so Bezoi has to give back Yisrael the Yochevet.
Why?
If
he didn't make that a condition.
Nether, he only took his wife because he made a Nether that he's going to stay with him. That's why Yisrael was masked.
It doesn't say that. And then he gave her a tzipora. It doesn't say they're contingent one on the other one. But it doesn't say they're contingent on one or the other. There's no word that says that he dafka gave him like that. Right? He made it, that's what he said. He made it that because the people died. Because people were weren't around anymore. They weren't powerful anymore. So either way, the reason why Yisrael made him make the nether didn't apply anymore. Rameir Omer Yeshvarim Shein Kenolad Ve'einon Kenolad. Rameir says that even though the Rabbanan hold that you're not poseach with Nolad, but there are certain things that look like Nolad but they're not. Ve'ein Chacham Modim Lo. And the Chacham don't agree with that either, and they hold these are also considered Nolad. So it's basically three way machlokas. Rav Lezer holds you could be Mater Nolad Stam. The Chacham hold you never could be Mater Nolad, except according to those we've shown him that a usual Nolad, yes. And Rav Meir holds that there's things that are in between that look like Nolad or not, and those you could be Matur, and the Chacham saying that those not. Ketzer. Omer Konim Shani Nosi Esplonis Shavira. Guy said, I'm never going to marry so-and-so because her father's a real Russia. Omer Lo Mace, right? He's a dead Russia, so don't worry about her father. Oshasa Tshuva. Or he did Tshuva. Or then what's it called? Lechora, that's not Nolad because he made the nether contingent on this. So therefore, what's it called? We'll see. The Gemara is going to speak about whether it happened later or he made a mistake. He thought that he was a Rasha, but he had done tshuva already. The Gemara is going to discuss that. Konan lebayezesh ani nichnos shakelev rabesocho. I make a nether not to walk into this house because there's a bad dog in there. Oshanochash besochor, there's snakes in the house. Amrlo mesa kelef, right? The dog died. Oshanera ganochash, right? Harein kanolad, right? Somebody says here, Rashi says, why mesa kelef is, dogs usually don't kill, right? They die on their own. But nochashim is a mitzvah to kill, so over there somebody killed the nochash. Harein kanolad, ve'eno kanolad, ve'en chachon modim lo. It's like Nolad, but it doesn't have the din of Nolad, Rameir holds. And the Chacham holds, no, it's Mamish Nolad. Okay, Rashi. Shehen ken Nolad, Domul en Nolad. Aval hein Mamish enom Nolad, uposim bohem. You could be in Poseach with them, according to Rameir. Sheavi ora, Tola Nidro Beros Avia. He made the nether contingent on the fact that her father is Russia. Michlal di lo havi Russia, havi no seosa. If he wouldn't be a Russia, he'd marry her. Osha osa tshuva, dehainu nolet. Right? Maisa, he did tshuva. It's mashma that he did tshuva later. So you see, it looks like nolet because he hadn't done tshuva yet, and now something came up new. So, right, dehainu nolet, poskinba. For Omer lo b'shas harota, we say to him the following, ilu ha'is yodeh, shavia osa tshuva, klum ha'is no, if you would have known the father was going to make, to do tshuva, would you have made the nether? Hu omer lav, v'achinami mikelev enocha. So in these cases, Rameir says, since he mentioned the fact why he's making the nether, and now something happened, which that reason goes away, that already is not nolet. And the chachon hold no, l'maisa, since at the time that he made the nether, reason didn't exist, even though he made a contingent on that. He didn't make a tnai that's only chal like that. So therefore, you need hataras nadarim, and it won't help because it's nolet. Okay. Okay. Konim shani meis nolet. The meis is regular nolet. The Gemara says, Amrav Huna nasa ketola nidro bedaver. No. It's as if he made a tanai. I'm only making this nether if the father's bad. If it turns out the father was not bad, then what's it called? Then so it's not really nolad. Since he mentioned this as a tanai, and then the father did tshuva, a mayor holds that's not nolad, and the chachom hold it is. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, kivar meisu kvar osa tshuva. Right? That the guy, it's talking where he, it was a nether betos. The guy already was dead. When he made the nether, he said, I'm not going to marry this woman because her father's a Russia. And they told him, forget about the father. The father's already dead when you made the nether. So it was a nether betos. That's why it's okay. And, or he already did tshuva. Rashi. Man, mesh nolet. Hu davi nolet gomer. My comer ainu can nolet. Why did Rameir say it's nike nolet? It is nolet. The guy, he wasn't dead and now he died. That's regular nolet. Omer Avuna Nasik Atol Nidro Bedover Berisha Savia. It's Mashmi made it like it's almost like he made it tonight. The Mashmi calls Man Shavia Bechayim. Right, well, since the father's a Russia, if he's alive, I'm not going to marry her. The Vade Im Omer Sheini Noses Ploni Stam Vade Kikomer. He would have just said, "I'm not marrying this woman." And then the father died, and then we say, "Well, if you would have known the father was going to die, would you have made the nether?" And he says, "No, that's Nolad Gomer." But since he mentioned the fact that he's making it because the father is a Russia, and now the father's no longer here, so Rameir holds that's not nolet already. Kedika Omris, Hasha the Omr Shavia Ra Lafisha who Russia ain't no says Bito, the Ahochi Poskin Lalomer Ilo Haisio De Shemes. Right? And Rav Huna holds even if he hadn't died yet. He's going to die since he mentioned the father. That already is not nolet. And the Chacham hold doesn't make a difference. Lamaisa, it's still nolet. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, lo havi nolet klau. It's not a case of nolet at all. It's a case of neder betos. The b'shosha noda kvar meis. Ahochi poskin lo. The b'kvar meis b'shosha noda v'havi le betos. V'hodar masnisen shein ken nolet. The domel the nolet put. It looks a little bit like nolet, but it's not nolet at all. Right, because it's a nether toast. That's the case. So Machlokas, Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan, what the Mishnah is talking about, why when Rav Meir says mutter, either because he mentioned the father, and therefore the father's death is not complete nolad, even though he died later, or it's talking where the father didn't died at the time that the nether was made, and the guy made the nether betos. He thought the father was alive, and he wasn't. Okay, tomorrow is Sunday. Shabbat. Shabbat.